And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I am Eileen, and I am so grateful to have you join me this evening. All of you non-Super Bowl fans, I'm right there with you. There is much to be said about the advertising creativity for that game, for sure. But I'm really grateful to have you join me. We have a lot of people in the queue tonight. And so for those of you that have not called in before or listened before, the passion that I have for serving you, I hope comes through during our time together. My background is in nursing, interestingly enough, and I became awake to my conscious connection to the Akashic Records, to my God source back in 94. And so I have been being of service in doing readings and vibrational healing, emotional clearing work, and so many other different things that and services that have supported hundreds of people in their healing process through all these years. And it has truly been my joy, for it is my soul's purpose for being here. I am an empathic person and an intuitive, and as a child had these gifts and shut them all down. And only because there was no one in the family that really could understand, and I was too young to be able to articulate what those challenges were. So if you were like me, then I empathize with you, to say the least. And I have found as I've gotten older that people that have had similar issues do tend to gravitate towards me. And I'm always grateful for the opportunity to teach different skills and tools to help those of you that are sensitive. Those of you that are very empathic, meaning that you feel other people's emotions and sometimes have a little bit of difficulty differentiating between what's your emotions and what are someone else's. And those of you that are intuitive or psychic, however you want to language that, there are ways that for those that are energy sensitive, where you find an example would be if you find that when you're in a crowd of people that it's really uncomfortable, that you tend to feel much more at ease when you are by yourself or in nature. There are ways to be able to support you so that you can be in this world as well as of it. And so I invite you to, if you are one of those sensitive people and feeling challenged, or if you know of someone that is also very sensitive, empathic, energy sensitive, whatever it is that is challenging them, I invite you to have them be in touch with me. And so I made a list of a couple of things that I wanted to chat about tonight. And one of them is the energy of this recent lunar eclipse on the full blood blue moon. I don't know about you. Was the energy a little crazy or what? I actually enjoyed the energy of this eclipse. I found it to be very, I want to say I felt lighter. And not everybody feels lighter, but full moons are about clearing. So I was very grateful for the opportunity to do some ceremony on clearing some stuff. And I invite you that if you don't do any kind of a clearing ritual or ceremony or process, that you consider adding that to your self-care routine. The new moon is all about setting intentions for the next lunar cycle, whereas the full moons are all about clearing. When you add the dynamic of an eclipse, it's like it exponentially expands the energy of clearing that we are being gifted with the opportunity to partake in. And so each month, for those of you that are new to the show and new to connecting with me as a facilitator, each month I do a free new moon clearing call. Now you might be asking yourself, didn't she just say that the new moon is about setting intentions? And it is. I was guided to start doing this call about a year ago. And we gather monthly a few days before the new moon to support you in clearing out any old energy that serves your highest good to clear, so that you have great clarity in setting your intentions for that next lunar cycle. And so clearing is something that I personally do every day, but there are different times, perhaps as you are beginning to set an intention, whether it's for the day, for the month, for the year, for an event, for anything, it's good to clear out anything that doesn't serve you to be holding on to, and then get quiet, and then set your intentions. It's very different than just doing it kind of as a knee-jerk process, if that makes sense to you. So this next Monday, the February 12th, is this new moon clearing call. So if you've not registered for this yet, where you can go to do that is on my website at Ilene, that's I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com, theheartheeler.com, and go on the events link, E-V-E-N-T-S. I have a calendar there, and you'll be able to see what I'm up to. Some of the things are free. Some of them are for a fee. It's and you'll see what resonates with you. During the month, I do a couple of, if you're interested in essential oils, I have loved working with essential oils since 1997. I'm 20 years in and I love it. I find them to be so therapeutic and gentle, but powerful in supporting us in promoting balance and health and well-being. And I love how by using them, we can also create a detox or a toxin-free environment in our homes and offices. And so what I offer is I have a Facebook group called Sharing the Love with Young Living Essential Oils. You're welcome to hop on Facebook and ask to join. And then I do a Facebook Live twice a month on a Tuesday. One, I alternated. They're about every 2 weeks. I alternate one to be at in the morning and one in the evening because I have an international community, so that we can hopefully serve everyone's time zones. But for those of you that are familiar with Facebook Live, when the technology works, we have recordings, and you can hop on and watch the recording at your convenience. I also allow for that space for if you have questions about the subject that we're going to be talking about for that particular Facebook Live, then you can post your question in the group, and I will respond to it. All right. I also offer a couple of times a month a Wisdom Wednesday, which is sharing wisdom as I am guided to. And at the end of the show, we do a heart connecting meditation. It's not a long one. The show's about 30 minutes, each of them. And the next Wisdom Wednesday is actually this Wednesday coming up, February 7th. You can participate by going on Facebook and liking the Heart Healer Facebook page. You can also find all of this information under the events tab on my website. Again, that's ilenetheheartheeler.com/events, E-V-E-N-T-S. All right. And you know, it's interesting. For those of you that are very oriented towards the peace movement and looking for a way to be of service, sometimes we feel very powerless when it comes to all of the different conflicts that are occurring on the planet at this time. But I'm inviting you to first realize there are a lot of people that we share this planet with, and not all of them are in conflict. Not all of the countries of the world have conflicts going on within their borders. The greater percentage of human beings on this planet are peaceful people. But if you are struggling with being in judgment of or in fear about conflicts that are going on the planet, there are ways that you can contribute to the solution. I am sure that you have heard the expression, the only thing that's real is love, and everything else is an illusion. I am a firm believer in this. And so I invite you, if that belief resonates with you, that one of the most powerful things that you can choose to do to serve humanity is to breathe into and out of your heart center. If that's not familiar to you, we have different energy centers throughout the body. In essence, based on quantum physics, everything is energy, just vibrating at different frequencies. So this body, although it feels very solid, is really energy, vibrating at different frequencies. Our bones are denser than the blood flowing in our bodies, that is denser than the air that we breathe, but it's all energy. And so the more dense something is, the lower the frequency or the lower the vibrational rate that everything is vibrating at. The less dense, the lighter it is, even as we think of it in terms of different tones of sound or music or different shades of light, all different frequencies. The higher the frequency, the lighter it is. The lower the frequency, the lower, the denser it is. So a lower tone, like a bass tone, a lower frequency than a soprano voice, which is a very high frequency, or the sound of like a piccolo, right? And so even with emotions, we have that broad spectrum of frequencies. The ones that feel really, really horrible that we judge as negative because they don't feel good are the lower frequency dense ones, with fear being way down at the bottom and anger right next to it, right above it, because anger is always an expression of some type of fear. And see how that feels for you to receive that information. Does it resonate? Doesn't it? We have created where it is socially acceptable to express anger, but it's not to identify a fear. Fear is something that none of us like to really own. We know that we feel it, but to explore it, and when we're angry, to even think about it, that it's a fear being expressed because we haven't identified what the fear is and therefore we haven't addressed it, something to think about, right? And so the energetics of everything, essential oils help to raise our vibration. Music helps to raise our vibration. Being around people that are loving helps to raise our vibration. So anytime you breathe into and out of your heart center, that's the energy center in the middle of your chest. Yes, it's connected to the organ, the heart, which is a little bit to the left of the center. But this isn't about the organ, the thing, that beautiful organ that beats in your chest. It is about the energy center, which feeds that organ that gives you life. You know, we can't live without that heart beating and efficiently and effectively sending blood and oxygen and nutrients to every cell in the body. Can live without our arms and limbs. We can't live without our heart. Well, our energy center, the heart center, is equally as vital in our existence here as human beings. And so if you want to contribute to the elevation of humanity, I invite you, begin with your relationship with yourself first and choose to breathe into and out of your heart center as often as you remember to do so. Put a little alarm in your cell phone. Few times during the day, breathe into my heart, and have that be something that you remind yourself to do. And then you can add to it, sending love once you connect to it in your own heart center to benefit you, right? Because then you're choosing how you are being. And then what you can do is you can literally choose by intention to send love out from you. Send it to a family member or a friend as a gift. Don't attach to whether they accept it or not, especially if you're having a challenge with them. It's still a gift. Nothing stops you from gifting love to anyone or anything, anywhere. So if there is a conflict going on somewhere in the world, somewhere on the planet that touches you, that bothers you, that brings up fear for you, or that brings up judgment, or that you feel powerless about doing anything about, send love to it. The vibration of love is so high, it is unmeasurable. That's how powerful it is. We are unable to know the power of love at this time as human beings. We are getting more and more closer to the time that we will have more and more understanding of its power. For now, just trust me if you can. It's very powerful. Breathe it in, connect to it in your heart, and send it out. It is a huge contribution to the elevation of humanity as a species, as a whole community. No one individual, but to all of us. But begin with you, because who we are being is the most important relationship and the only thing that we really have a choice about. Anything that happens outside of us is not choice for us. Who we are being in our relationship with ourselves, that's choice, that's power. So something to think about. I spent the last couple of days participating in a workshop all about compassionate listening. It was an extraordinary experience, and I'm going to invite you that if compassionate listening is something that resonates with you, go on the website. It's compassionatelistening.org. I'm not going to go into the details of it. I found that for those people that are interested in peace, the promotion of peace, finding skills and strategies that will assist them in being in conflict situations, from a place of feeling empowered, it gives wonderful tools in order to do that. It was an extraordinary experience. I don't attend workshops very often, and I felt so drawn to do this. A very dear friend of mine brought the facilitators down to South Florida, which is where I live, and it was a diverse group of people. There were about 22 of us, and I have to say that the facilitators that we were blessed to have with us, what an extraordinary experience. If that's something that resonates with you, I really do invite you to connect with that website and look and see if there is a training coming up in a community near you, or look to invite them to your community and begin to create a dialogue. You know, it's very empowering. And it was a very healing experience, which I was very grateful for the opportunity to have. And so for those of you that have called in and you've called in before and there was no one to greet you, that's because I'm producing and doing the show tonight. Miss Daria, who usually is with us, is watching the Super Bowl. So be patient with me. If for some reason you lose hearing me and it's not you, hang in there with me. I will try and call in again. And if I can't get in through the computer, I will call in on my phone. So just be patient with me. Don't hang up. I'll do the best I can to reach everybody. Unfortunately, technology is not something that I can control. None of us can, right? Okay. So I want to thank you for listening to that wisdom teaching that we just completed, and we're going to start our readings. All right, let me just go find my list here of who's first. All right, so for those of you that I haven't connected with, What I will do is I will, if we have time to get to you, because we have a lot of people in the queue that called in early, I will hopefully get to you. If not, call in next Sunday. We will be here again. We are here every Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So for those of you that I haven't spoken to yet, I do one question Akashic Records readings. And the Akashic Records are a hall of records that holds the vibrational imprint of your soul's journey. So as you ask your question, don't worry about how it's languaged. I'll take care of that with you. And and we'll see what we can do to serve you. So think of one question. Don't worry again how it's languaged. I will help you with that. And hopefully we will get to everyone tonight. And so we will begin with, let's see, let me get you into the studio. All right, we're going to begin with Kimberly in Georgia. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. How can we be of service tonight?
Yes, I would like to know how I could be a little bit more creative in my life right now, because the job that I'm in is not doing it for me. And I just know I need to be more creative instead of doing the same thing every day. It's become boring.
What do you love to do? I mean, before we even go to the records, what is it that you love to do that's creative for you? Because there are so many different expressions of creativity, Kimberly.
Right.
Well, what do you love to do?
I like to write.
Okay. What else?
I also, if I have time, I like to color or get out some paint and paint.
Okay. And so, interestingly enough, I'm actually seeing a beautiful, almost like a book, where you can be creating images that are expressions of what you're writing. And whether you actually create a formal book that you choose to market and sell, that's not the point. It is a form of expression for you. So I would invite you to start writing, maybe in a journal format or poems, however it comes to you. And then as you do your writing, when you're in an inspired state for doing painting or coloring of some kind, be still and breathe into your heart and see from what you've written what images come to you, and find a way to express it that way. It's wonderful to be able to have so many different creative outlets, and you can do it based on the time that you have. There is no, you must do it every day, you must do it this way. You can do it however it feels, it fits into your schedule, and when you feel inspired. Divine inspiration is really such a joyful way of being, Kimberly. It's good to be this way no matter what you're doing. I have a business coach that divine inspiration is so integral to this program. It's a Science of Getting Rich business coaching program. And it's so funny. If someone's struggling, one of the business coaches, Diane, will say, go take a nap. Don't struggle with it. Walk away from it. Go take a nap. And that can be either literal or figurative. You can just walk away from it. You can meditate for 5 minutes. Do whatever you want. But inspired action is effortless. Does this all make sense to you, and does it resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. And I would invite you to really have fun with it, Kimberly, because creative outlets are joy-producing, potentially. You know, especially since your job is not inspiring you at all right now. So as long as you're in it, until you're not in it, you know, enjoy these moments of creative expression.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that feel complete to you, Kimberly?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. My joy, honey. You're welcome to hang in here and listen to the show. I wish you a beautiful week, and we'll look forward to connecting next week. We hope you call in again. All right?
All right. Thank you. I wish the same for you.
All right, Kimberly. Thank you, honey. Blessings. All right. Our next caller. Hold on one sec. We're going to bring Lynn from California on the call. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eileen. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for taking my call.
My joy. My joy. What's your question for this evening, Lynn?
My question is, what type of work do you feel or see that would be really good for me? I haven't worked in some years, and I'm in my 60s, but I feel like I want to do something, some sort of work this year. What do you feel or see about that?
Okay, let's tap into that. Great question.
Okay.
So breathe into your heart, Lynn, for me, please. Just take a couple of nice, gentle breaths into your heart center. Makes it a little bit easier to connect in. And is the work that you are looking to create, Lynn, are you looking to create work that is with a financial return, or are you looking to volunteer?
Yes, it would be nice. I mean, volunteering is great, and I could also do that. But financially, that would be great.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Yes. Okay. So one of the first things that comes to me that I'm being shown is that you need to do something, and I don't like using the need word, but so I'm gonna cancel that. So I'm gonna invite you to consider that one of the things that's really important is that you be around people in person. My sense of you is that you really do love people, and you have a very gentle way of being with them. And I want to say that something that's involving children would really be like teenagers would really be something that I think would be mutually beneficial. There is a gentleness about you. It's not that you're maternal. It is that you have like this, just this gentle heart nature about you that is needed by children, especially teenagers. And so I'm wondering if there is something that is I'm boys and girls club, but something that is not a volunteer position, something that allows you either the mentor programs are usually a volunteer program, but I'm wondering if there isn't something out there that there is a grant for, that people have funding where they would bring someone in as a liaison between children and someone else. I'm not sure exactly what that might look like, but it might help give you at least a direction to begin to explore. It could even be retail. You know, I don't know that I love retail for you.
Yeah, I did retail a lot of years when my kid, and I loved it. You're right. I was younger, I was such a people person, and I enjoyed it so much. And then that was then. Eileen, you're right. I'm not, unless it's my own type of thing, you know.
Agreed. Or something that is less physically challenging as it perhaps might have been before. I'm not getting that that's like the ideal, but there may be an ideal situation that's still within the retail arena that gets you connected to kids. And that opens up a lot of possibilities. Retail is There's a lot of possibilities when you're talking about retail businesses. You're talking about storefront and that it has something that sells to kids, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But you have an artist lair about you, and it might even be, I mean, have you ever taught art classes?
Somewhat, but that would just be when I homeschooled my children, and my daughters are artists, and so that could have something to do, and I love art, so that could be something to do with that,
Agreed. I'm liking that a lot more than retail per se. Because the kids today, and I'm really seeing you working with, like, you know, 12 to 15, maybe 8 to 15, depending upon how mature the kids are, because they really need a means of expressing their emotions, because it's so difficult to articulate what they're feeling, and kids today are really struggling. Having that kind of an environment, whether it's your own space, whether you are maybe offering classes within somebody else's studio. With an emotional expression component. Maybe that's not the language, but something, some process that allows for them to find ways to express themselves. I can even see you doing a little bit of a guided meditation.
Okay.
You know, before they begin to do their art, whatever it is. And it can be various forms of art, and they can find what works for them, whether it's drawing or working with watercolors or working with oils, you know, pen and ink, charcoal, something, you know, just different things.
Oh, I love that. And I'm feeling that, you know, this is so, I'm feeling this little something. As you're saying this around my heart, and I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm feeling it. Absolutely.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Have some fun with it. I would really just get quiet, Lynn, and see how it feels for you. And if you want to explore this in any more detail, please feel free to schedule a private session. You can always go onto my website and check out the different services that I offer. And one-on-one, we can do a bit more depth into this. But I think you've got a lot to get started with.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. You really hit it.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you.
Have a
great day. Thank
you. You do the same, Lynn. Blessings, honey. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to stay in California. For those of you that have called in before, you know our bags are packed and we travel. So we're going to stay in California, and we're going to welcome Miranda on the show. Welcome, Miranda.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My joy, honey. My joy.
Thank
now,
you.
We spoke a little bit before the show started, and do you still want to ask the same question?
I do, yes. This is regarding my daughter. So she met a gentleman very casually, and I'm just wondering what you see regarding this. Does the gentleman have any interest in her? Can this possibly go anywhere?
Okay. So really looking to see what their energetic connection is, and does it have a future that serves their highest good, both of them? Does that feel right to you?
That feels right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Miranda, go ahead and just breathe into your heart center, if you will. And as you do, I want you to just connect with the image of your daughter and the image of this young man that she has connected to. And we're not going to mention any names on the show tonight. We're just going to connect in with that energy with you. I'm going to ask for any and all information that has to do with whether this relationship or potential relationship serves the highest good of both the young people concerned, and if so, does it have a future? And so let me just connect in with this. Just give me a moment, Miranda, if you will. Keep breathing into your heart center for me. Thank you.
Okay.
I have gotten permission from both of their spirits to connect with them. I always do that, even though I may not say it on the air, if there are other people involved. Yes, thank you. So there's a little bit of, I'm feeling a little bit of angst in my heart center as I'm connecting with their energy. And so when I ask what is that I'm feeling, what comes to me is that there is a real sense of almost a fear on some level on your daughter's part about this relationship. I think that there is a sense that there is a real strong bond from previous lifetimes, if that's resonant with you, if that language works. And there was a deep abiding love between the two of these people as other people in another lifetime, but it didn't go well. And so both of them are very energy sensitive. Do you find that your daughter is very sensitive, especially to other people's emotions?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so what, good. Thank you for that feedback. And what I sense is that she's really picking up on this, even though she may not even hold a belief that it's possible. And so it's bringing up a little bit of angst for her. So what I want to say to you is, if this is on her behalf that you're doing this, find a time to just ask her to tap into what she's feeling about this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sense of it is that there was an agreement that if they found each other, mm-hmm. you know, before they came into this lifetime, that they would attempt to rekindle this love that they had in a previous lifetime and actually make it work this time.
I see. Uh-huh.
So there is a a compelling energy that draws the two of them together. Whether they will mm-hmm. choose to move forward with it will be up to them based on their conscious choices. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. So basically what you're saying is that he is interested, that, and she is too, but she's just a little fearful.
I believe that they are. I don't know whether either of them are conscious of what they're feeling, you know, and what the underlying
uh-huh.
dynamics are, but it will play itself out as it needs
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of be with it and send them both love. Do you have concerns about the relationship or you feel good about the possibility of it?
I feel good about the possibility of it. That's
okay.
Why I'm just sort of checking in. Just based on what I know about both of them, I think they could be a good connection.
And I agree with you. Whether they will be able to get there will be up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Right. Yes, it does. Obviously, it's their free will. Right.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Does that feel complete to you for right now?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm just wondering, do you see them sort of like engaging in the future? Like, do you actually see them sort of connecting in any way?
I don't see in that way. When I connect with the energy of something,
mm-hmm.
I intuit more and it creates form, it creates word,
mm-hmm.
it creates emotion. And so my
mm-hmm.
sense of it is that they found each other. And so it's
mm-hmm.
it's going to be mm-hmm. a free will, conscious choice or unconscious choice path. It's an unknown entity to me at this time.
I see.
Except for what I've shared with you that I know, it's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's yet to be determined. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So it's really okay. Wide open at this point.
Yeah. I agree. Yes, that's how it feels to me. And either way, trust me when I say to you, however it goes, mm-hmm. it will serve them. Because mm-hmm. everything that we right. co-create serves us in some way, right? So
right.
just hang
right.
in there with it and send love to both of them. It will mm-hmm. evolve as it's supposed to.
Right. Did, one last
okay.
question. Do you pick up anything like what the issue was in the past life that it didn't go? You said it didn't go well. Was it like serious or?
It was.
Bobble.
It was a very traumatic lifetime, which is why they both, as spirit, have chosen to see if they can heal that in this mm. lifetime. To go into more detail than that, I'm not permitted. So I just want
Understood.
To say to you that part of the compulsion is because mm-hmm. they've known each other before. Whether they will be able to accomplish what they mm-hmm. made an agreement to do mm-hmm. in this lifetime, that's the part that's yet to be determined. So
it
is what it is.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
My
Irene.
Joy.
Appreciate it.
My
Thank
joy,
you.
Miranda. Thanks so much for calling in and have a wonderful rest of your evening. Blessings.
Same to you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Let me just take a little drink break here of my water. Thank you for everyone hanging in there with me. We're going to do our best to connect with everyone. Keep in mind, if you are already in the queue, I will do my best to honor that you are already in. If we do not make it to everyone tonight, please do feel free to call in next Sunday at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, which will give you an opportunity to get into the queue, and hopefully we will connect with you. All right. So we're going to New York, and we're going to be talking with Mirabelle. Welcome to the show, Mirabelle.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. How can we be of service to you tonight, sweetie?
Well, I guess I just wanted some insight into like the feelings of inadequacy and just feeling jaded all the time. I feel like most of the time I'm trying to just pick myself up from this feeling of feeling down and not trusting myself a little bit. Not really trusting myself and my abilities because of it's school related. I just feel like I've been trying so many things and trying to achieve passing grades and all that, but I have not been able to be successful, and I've talked to a lot of people. And it's not necessarily, like, I feel like it's not that I'm giving myself time to just take breaks because I have. I still mm-hmm. do things that I enjoy doing, but I still feel this fear within me, and I really don't know just how to get rid of it and just, I guess, associate with fear.
Okay, I hear you. When you say it's school-related, can you tell me how old you are?
Yes, so 25.
Okay, excellent. All right. Okay, so I want you to just kind of breathe into your heart, Mirabelle. Just take a moment and breathe into your heart center. And breathe out. Just allow your breath as if you could imagine it breathing into the heart center, that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest, and out of it. Any fear that you hold cannot stay within the presence of love. When you breathe into and out of your heart center, you are choosing a conscious connection with your heart center and with the love that you are. As you continue to do that, the energy of fear dissipates because you can't hold the space of being in fear and connected to love at the same time. It's impossible. So as you breathe into and out of your heart center, I want to say to you, and I would invite you, keep doing that as we're talking. Don't worry about whether you remember what I'm saying. The call's being recorded. You can connect into it after the show is complete at any time. Okay? Keep breathing into and out of your heart center. A lot of the fear that you're feeling, Mirabelle, is not yours. You are picking up on the fear of so many people, not only that are in your life, but that are in your community and in the world. Are you aware of this?
No.
Do you have a sense of knowing that when you're with other people, you feel what they're feeling? Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So, sweetie, I know that this is difficult. I empathize with you literally and figuratively. I am the same way. You are even more so than me, because you are here at a different time. You came in at a different time than I did. And so what I want to say to you is I want to give you a tool. And I want you to know that breathing into and out of your heart center will always shift it in the moment. But I want you to always ask the question, when you feel that anxiousness, that fear, anything that doesn't feel good to you, I want you to stop and ask yourself the question, is this mine? And see what comes to you, yes or no? Okay? Does that make sense to you so far, Mirabelle?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because when you can differentiate whether it's yours or someone else's, if it's someone else's, all you need to do is clear it. If it's yours, then you get to choose to address it, to identify what's bringing the fear up for you, what just happened that triggered it. And after you've received whatever information you need, then you can clear it. And there are numerous ways to do clearing work on oneself. I would be thrilled to work with you individually if it's something that resonates with you. In the interim, know that connecting with your heart will help.
Okay.
And doing it often. Connecting with your heart, Mirabelle, also connects you with your essence, the part of you that has always been, is, and always will be. It's the part of you that's connected to source energy, whatever you call it by. So when you breathe into and out of your heart center, you're connecting to love, which is your essence. It is for everyone. We are not these bodies, honey. We are not. These bodies are a tool through which we are learning. Our essence is what holds our wisdom.
Exactly. It's
okay.
Just a little bit difficult, I guess, when I'm in the moment, at least, differentiating myself and the feelings that I'm feeling and just seeing them as something that is not part of me. It's not me. Like the emotions are not me, but
right.
Understanding how to sort of work with them and understand and
agreed.
Hopefully,
and that's part of why you are who you are and the way that you are, because it is a gift. Although it may not feel like one right now because you don't know how to work with it efficiently, trust me when I say to you, ultimately, it's a gift. So whether you want to work with me, can you tell me, are you anywhere near New York City or are you in another part of the state?
No, I'm pretty near to New York City.
Okay, so you have plenty of choices. If you want to work with someone in person, Set up a free strategy session with me. Go on my website, eileentheheartheeler.com/contact. There's a button on there to set up a free strategy session. Please feel free to do that. If you feel comfortable working with me by phone, I will be happy to do that with you. If you would rather have a referral for someone closer to you that you can work with in person, I have the perfect person for you up in New York City.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so just, you know, let me know how I can support you, because I understand how you feel, and I would really invite you to address this sooner than later. That way, that whole feeling of being inadequate can be released, right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. I am so grateful that you called. Keep breathing into and out of your heart center, okay? And ask the question, is it mine or is it not of me? And you can do self-kinesiology to figure out your yes-no. I like the body sway technique. I'm sure there's something on the internet about that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mirabelle. Thank you, honey, for calling in. You have a good rest of your night.
Okay. Thank you, too.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. So, thank you so much, Mirabelle, for calling in. Isn't that like the perfect synchronicity or what? We were talking about that in the beginning of the show. All right. And that sensitivity, it's not comfortable. Seriously, if you know people that are having a similar issue, please have them reach out to me. And this is something that because I've lived through this, and it is something near and dear to my heart to be able to support people that are having similar challenges. All right. So from New York, we're going to go a little bit south and maybe east, and we're going to go to New Jersey and speak to Rose. Rose,
hi,
welcome to the show, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we be of service tonight?
Well, I wanted to know, what do you see for me with regards to my love life? I'm single.
Okay. All right. So breathe into your heart for me.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful heart center, just kind of breathe into it and out of it. Okay, so I have a question for you before I even tap into that, because I'm having a lot of heart pain myself. Do you have like old stuff that you still need to clear from previous relationships?
Well, maybe just a little bit, but I'm ready to meet somebody.
I hear that, but I need to tell you, Rose, before that person can come in, you need to clear whatever this is. So I would invite you to take some time consciously to really be with what this old stuff is, what this old hurt is, what this old anger is, and fear. Because there's a lot of emotions that are just really in your heart center, and they're creating like a wall, a moat around the castle. Do you know what I mean? Can you see that? Yeah. And so
I've worked on myself quite a bit, and I think I'm ready right now.
I'm not saying you're not. What
okay.
I'm saying to you is that there are pieces that are still there, and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
invite you to really work on these last pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do, this person is going to show up like magic. But until you do, it's almost as if you're repelling them from coming near you. Again, it's the moat around the castle that is the image that they're showing me. And you know that keeps people away. And even though that may not be your conscious intention, that's what the energy is doing. So I hear you that you've done a lot of work, and I applaud you for that, and I would invite you to celebrate all that you've accomplished. Take some time in the next couple of weeks to really focus on what's left. That's the old stuff. It's not a lot, but there's a significant piece in there that I'm really getting a connection to that is the key, that once it's cleared, really just opens things up so that you are so available energetically that your best share to this person that's coming in is going to be able to show up really easily. Does that make sense to you, Rose?
It does.
All right. So I'm going to invite you to take that time. You're welcome to work with whomever it feels right to. Perhaps it's even doing it on your own. Whatever feels right to you, go forward with it. But either way, take the time to clear this. And enjoy the fruits of your labor, so to speak. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Rose. Thanks so much for calling into the show, honey. Have a good rest of your evening.
And you too. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Blessings. All right, Rose. Thank you. You know, there's so much energy sensitivity going on out there. I'll tell you, it's crazy. And I'm like so excited for the possibility for people that are willing to take a look at their stuff, you know? All right. So our next caller, we're going to go all the way across country. And I missed somebody here. Hold on a second. No, I did not. Okay. We're going to go all the way across the country to North Dakota. And we're going to talk to Laurel. Laurel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eileen. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering what I should be doing for work. I mean, I'm in insurance now, but I don't think that's what I'm supposed to do for my life. So can you see?
Okay, let's see what we can come up with for you. Laurel, just breathe into and out of your heart center for me. You've been listening, so just kind of you know what to do. So just breathe into and out of your heart center. And we're going to ask for any and all information that will help us guide you for work, for employment, business, opportunities, actually seeing you entrepreneurially inclined. Does that speak to you at all? To be an entrepreneur?
Does.
Yeah. It feels very much like you are a self-starter. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what I would do though.
I'm hearing you. So let's see what pieces we can bring in and then see how that evolves. So one of the things that comes up for me is you really enjoy talking to people and you're very good at it. People feel at ease with you. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anything, I know that's a big statement, but anything entrepreneurial that involves people. So you definitely want to choose something where you are providing something that people need, that is a product that speaks to you. And there's actually no reason for you to leave insurance. You may find that an entrepreneurial perspective on insurance may well serve you, but you being in the experience of it differently may make the whole thing feel different. I don't know if your insurance industry is saturated out by you. I want to tell you there is the lady that I do my health insurance with. I love this. If this doesn't resonate with you, toss it. But she introduces herself at networking events as she interprets a foreign language. It's called insurance. That's how she introduces herself. Insurance, especially health insurance, is so daunting for most people that having somebody to be able to be knowledgeable enough to guide them through that process, especially those coming into Medicare, it's a huge gift. And it's very lucrative financially. Does that speak to you at all?
No, health insurance is a tough gig.
It is. It is, but it's also very rewarding. Okay, so let's skip on that and let's see what else we can come in. Let's see what else. So we know that we need to have you in front of people and in person. I don't see you doing virtual stuff right away. I'm seeing you really needing to be in front of people. So let me see what other kind of a business environment as an entrepreneur. Network marketing is a great business model for being an entrepreneur. This is a great economy for that business model. Have you ever had any connection to it?
To what business model?
Network marketing. Network marketing. There are the investment is minimal financially. The return for a self-starter is potentially very high. Network marketing companies are like, I'm involved with Young Living Essential Oils, which is a huge product line. There are many network marketing or direct sales companies out there. Finding the business model is what's speaking to me for you. And the fact that it gets you in front of a lot of people and that you're a self-starter. Finding a company that resonates with you and a product, it makes it incredibly lucrative, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Does that speak to you at all?
No. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. It's not a problem. It either does or it doesn't. I'm hearing you that it doesn't. And even though it doesn't, I'm still going to invite you to take a look at it.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No. And don't hang up yet. The reason why I'm inviting you to take a look at it is I'm not sure that you're fully knowledgeable about its benefits and about the structure of it. So I'm going to invite you to do a little bit of research. If you want to set up a strategy session with me, I'll be happy to share a little bit more with you. Go to EileenTheHeartHealer.com/contact and set up a free strategy session. I'm thinking and feeling very much that once you understand what it is, if you have somebody that's a really good guide for you with it in whatever company resonates or product, you might find that this is really a good fit for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I will do that. Thank you so much, Eileen.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good rest of your evening, Laurel.
You too. Blessings.
Thank you, honey. Blessings. Network marketing has gotten a bad rap over the years, everything from it being referred to as a pyramid scheme and everything else. But there are many people out there. If you Google people, the several very wealthy businessmen and women that are very much enamored by the business model that network marketing and direct sales is. And in this economy, pretty much in any economy, they're really a good business model. So something to think about. All right. So we are going to go from North Dakota. We're going to come back to the East Coast, and we are going to speak to Chris back in New York. Welcome to the show, Chris. Chris, unmute your phone, honey. I can't hear you, sweetie. You are live. All right, we're going to put you back on mute. If you end up being able to hear us, just stay on the line. I'll come back to you after our next caller. All right. Where is our next caller? Okay, we're going to go to Indiana, and we're going to speak to Terry. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eileen. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
My joy, sweetie. My joy. How can we be of service to you tonight?
So my question is about my spiritual walk. I'm trying to find out what should be my next area of study.
Okay, can you say that again? Your question is regarding what kind of loss?
No, my spiritual journey.
Ah.
I do, I'm a Reiki master. I do other things, and I'm trying to figure out where should I be looking for my next piece to learn.
Ah, got it. Great question. Okay. Just go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me, Terry. Love it. Just take a moment to connect in with you. And we are looking for any and all information to support Terry in this beautiful spiritual journey that she is on. How can we guide her for her next leg of the journey, so to speak? What is it that she is being guided to study or be in? Now, okay, so one of the first things that I want to say to you is this is less about studying than it is about finding something to be in, because you have an amazing connection, right? And through that connection, all wisdom flows. That makes sense to you, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So knowing that, in truth, Terry, there isn't anything else that you need to study, so to speak. But what I can say to you is that there are many channeled entities that when being in the presence of their information, being in the vibration of their information on a daily basis will keep your frequency ramping up in a very good balanced way. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, so in essence, what I'm hearing you say is that making sure that I'm keeping myself on an incredibly positive outlook so that I am hearing the messages from them, because I'm getting ready to start traveling a lot again. And so typically what has happened in the past is that when I break down, because I drive over the road, I go and I find the local shops and I start delivering messages to people in the shops.
Okay. So you are a channel yourself. And what I want to say to you is, do Kryon's teachings speak to you?
Yes. I just picked up a bunch of his books within the last 2 months.
Okay. So I want you to consider, there are no mistakes, there's only synchronicities. I want you to consider that the teachings, although the early books are from the 90s, there is a plethora of YouTube information available, and Lee Carroll is a prolific writer. So there is much wisdom to be gained by tapping into these teachings. It will keep your vibration up, which allows for your channeling to be even more effective, and it will assist you in holding the space for your channeling as you are traveling to wherever you are guided to go. Does that make sense to you, Terry?
Yep, absolutely.
Good.
It does. I have some of Kryon's books, and I firmly believe that the older books, even the books written in the late 1800s, early 1900s, hold more information than some of the watered-down stuff we find being published today.
It's not Kryon, it's Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N. That I'm referring to.
Yep, Lee Carroll. I read one of his articles recently.
And the last line in this article that was done about 3 or 4 years ago, and this is what's so interesting that you say this, is that Cryon makes the statement that we've been here before several times, but we've changed the matrix, so we win this time.
That's Cryon. Absolutely. I hear you. So there are many benefits, and I would even invite you that before you sit down and do readings for people, call Cryon's energy in as part of your hierarchy and ask for that support. And that presence will be there for you, among many others that walk this journey with you, with much gratitude for all the service that you are offering, Terry. We're very grateful to connect with your energy tonight, surrounding you with a lot of love. Thank you so much for calling in. Safe travel.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are worthy and welcome.
Thank you as well.
You are worthy and welcome, honey. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye now. All right. Okay. We are after the hour, and I know that there are a lot of people that are still waiting for readings. We are going to take only one more caller tonight. For those of you that have been patiently waiting, I'm going to invite you to please call in next week. So our last caller tonight is calling, because I have not spoken to you yet, is calling from area code 845. Welcome to the show. Would you share with us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi. Yes, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm in New York.
Excellent. All right. You are our last caller this evening. How can we be of service to you? You're welcome.
Yes, I'm very appreciative. I'm looking to bring a project into fruition that I've carried in my heart for a long time. It's rather ambitious. It's a big undertaking. And I'm wondering if you see that this is the year that I'll do it. I have, I'm looking forward to working with some people that I've just met. Yeah, if you could just give me some information on that, please.
Sure. Breathe into your heart for me, Catherine.
Sure.
Happy to connect with you about this. I feel your excitement, which is really, you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay. So we're asking for any and all information that we can share with Catherine that has to do with this project that she is holding in her heart and wants to bring it into fruition. Is this year the year? And it is. Oh, my goddess.
Yes.
Breathe into your heart, honey, and release that fear. Yeah, just kind of breathe it out.
Yeah.
I want to say that you've worked really hard to know what all the pieces are that are needed. And so what I want to say to you is we're in February, and June speaks to me as a month that this begins to take form. So between now and June, I'm going to invite you, whatever it is that you've been dreaming about, get really clear with the details.
Okay.
Document it all. Write it all out. Whatever you've written out, add to it. As you sit quietly connecting in with your guides, your angelic presence that supports you, all of those from the spirit realm that are loving you through your journey as Catherine, call them in, because they can't come in and help us if we don't invite them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to really invite you to sit with them and ask them to support you in getting even more clarity on the details of this project.
Okay.
It feels very much like there will be meetings with some of these people that you will be collaborating with, or that you're thinking that you will. I'm not sure that you're going to collaborate with all the people that are in your mind right now. It feels like that's going to change a little bit between now and June. And I'm feeling like there's a meeting coming up around March that'll be like a really productive meeting, not necessarily that it will be with the people that will carry it forward with you, but it's going to be a great reinforcement that the idea is a valid one, that its time is now, and but perhaps a clarity will come to you at that meeting as to who it is, besides who you have in your mind, will be good for you to bring in. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, because it is like a team that I'm building. So yes,
got
like
it.
That's like one of the things that I'm wondering. Like for instance, one of the people is Vince that I just met. I'm wondering if he'll be a good fit. He seemed really nice.
What I want to say to you is, I'm being told not to offer specific information about people right now because the energy is going to shift a lot over the next few months as you do this self-work.
Okay.
That's why I'm being guided to say to you, create this quiet time to sit, call everybody in to help you, and really get clear on the details of the project, the minutiae of it.
Okay.
Because as you kind of create the matrix of it, with more and more detail, then the who will become even clearer for you. I'm not saying that this person won't be, but what I'm saying to you is there is a process that you're being invited to participate in so that your heart is what is guiding you and not ego and personality. Does that make sense to you, Catherine?
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yes.
Okay. This is a really important project. I have no idea what it is. It doesn't matter. The energy of it is important. The matrix of it needs to be further clarified and defined by you. And once it is, that's why I'm saying to you, it feels like by March, there's going to be like a meeting, maybe towards the end of March with people. And then in June, it feels like it's going to be more of a really concrete group that are going to sit down and actually start bringing it into this realm. It's an exciting time.
Awesome.
Take it step by step, though, okay?
Yes.
All right. Catherine, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
If you need any more assistance with it, please feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
My joy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings, honey. All right. Have a good rest of your night.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. I want to thank everyone that called. I'm so sorry that we were unable to get to speak with everyone tonight. For those of you that we did not reach, please call back next Sunday at 6:45. Excuse me, the same number. And the closer to 6:45 you call in, the greater the possibility that I will be able to speak to you and offer you this free reading. And if what we share tonight resonates with you and you don't want to wait until next Sunday, call me for a free strategy session. Set up a free strategy session by going to eileentheheartheeler.com/contact. And let's see what I can do to support you. And then you can decide if you want to schedule a private session with me, which I would invite you to do. It's my joy to serve. And so as we come to completion for tonight's show, which it is always my joy, I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. Without you calling in, there is no show. So thank you. I'm very grateful. Remember, next Monday, let me just remind myself of the date. You can always find out what I'm offering, either whether it is a free event like the show here each Sunday, or joining me in my Facebook groups, or or on my Facebook page. Wisdom Wednesday is this Wednesday night, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Go to The Heart Healer on Facebook, like the page. You'll get a notification when we're about to begin. We do them a couple of times a month. If you have questions that you would like to ask, not like this type of thing, but more a general spiritual question, please feel free to like that page, The Heart Healer on Facebook, and join me at 8 o'clock this Wednesday night for Wisdom Wednesday. It is a Facebook Live broadcast. And next Monday is our monthly New Moon Clearing Call. It is at noon Eastern time. That's 12 p.m. Eastern time. The call is recorded. And the clearing process is available for anyone that registers. They will get a link to the recording, and that recording is available until the morning after the day of the new moon, so that it's available to as many people as want to do the clearing process, and they can do it as many times as you want while the recording is available. All right, so that you can find the information for that on my website, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/events. All right, so let's complete our time together with some heart-conscious connection, shall we? So as you're listening to my voice, take a moment and breathe into and out of your heart center, that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest. It is the place where your love emanates from and where you receive love into. It is the place where wisdom flows unimpeded when we are connecting to it. And as you're breathing into and out of your heart center, remember, the love that you seek is not outside of you. Your essence, pure love. And when you took your first breath, it anchored into every cell in your body. So every time you choose to consciously connect with your heart center, you are connecting to your God source, to your essence, whatever you call that, that is meaningful to you. Not only does it feel good to be connected to your heart, what you're here to do, all of us, we're here to remember our conscious heart connection and who we are being in our relationship with ourselves first. Our source as we believe it to be, in our relationships with others and our life experiences. So the more you connect in with your heart consciously throughout the day and live from this way of being, the more your choices will come from this way of being, and your choices will be in alignment with your soul's purpose for being here, and your actions will follow. Simple principle. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am surrounding you all with love. From my heart of love to yours. Have a fabulous week. Blessings of love and gratitude for joining me tonight. We'll see you next Sunday at 7 o'clock. I'm Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. Blessings.